So how was being able to get out there and play as your first time as a Falcon?
Oh, it felt good. It felt really good, actually. It just kind of felt like the first game. I didn't play last week. You know, I pulled my groin a little bit the week before, so I didn't play as a precaution. But getting out there this week, it felt really good, man. I just, you know, I love our team. I love the defense. I love these guys right here and going out with them. So definitely, like, something I could build off of. I have a good feeling coming out of the game just about, you know, defense and defensive line.
What did you make of Tack's first performance tonight?
Good. I mean, you know, we together every day. You know, the defensive line, we play together every day. So there was no, I'm not surprised by anything he can do, what he can show. I've seen him, you know, play in practice and what he can do in practice. So, you know, we are a group and we expect a lot from each other. And we like to bring each other along. With, you know, when it comes time to the game, we got to bring each other along. And I think Tack is, he right on schedule, you know, where he's supposed to be. I think he's still a rookie. He's young. But he's adjusting quickly. And I think the more plays he gets in these games, the more confidence he's going to build, and he's going to be a factor.
What is his biggest asset as a pass rusher?
That's hard to say. He's pretty balanced. He's explosive for his size, I think. But I think he's all around pretty balanced. I think he's just got good body control for his size. He's fast and he's strong. And, you know, when it comes to it, our defense is, you know, we effort, big effort guys, and he doesn't slow down. He doesn't make excuses. He doesn't put his head down, you know, if something doesn't go his way. He just keeps trying, and that's the biggest thing you can ask for from a rookie and from a defensive lineman.
Coach Quinn said he felt the speed and the intent from the defensive line in particular tonight. How fast would you say your unit is?
I think we're a fast group, but I think we can be faster. I felt like just being out there, there was a couple plays that got away from us that we got to make, you know, in the regular season. So that's why, you know, I just felt like it was a good start. It was something that we can build off of. And, you know, we're going to go back, watch the tape, make the corrections, and come back next week and be even faster and just keep going from there.
What do you try and get out of the last two preseason games?
Well, the third preseason game is the most like a regular season game. So for us, you know, for the people that have been in the league for a little bit longer, for the starters, you know, the first and the second offense and defense, it's the most like a regular season game you're going to get in the preseason. For the last game, it's more so for the rookies and for those guys who are, you know, they want to make the team. And, you know, that's just how it is in the preseason. But I get a lot from the preseason games, you know. I used to not like the preseason, but now I see the value in it. And I think that it gets you ready, you know. There's nothing like being in a game and getting that contact before the season starts. So I think it was valuable, and today was a good first step for myself and we put some good stuff on tape for the first defense and the second defense.
And can you just quickly tell us a little bit about the young guys, Chris Odom and Jatarius Jones, since you get to work with them every day? They made some nice plays out there today. Their names kind of got out there. What do you see from them on a daily basis?
I think they're great competitors. You know, that's like the biggest thing you look for from the defensive line is just how they compete. Do they like to attack, you know, and how far can they push themselves, you know, like effort-wise. And they're great guys, you know. It's hard as a vet when a rookie comes in. Sometimes they don't have the right attitude and stuff, and sometimes you just don't know. Sometimes you just don't know, you know, what you're going to get. And sometimes you get some guys with big egos, and we don't have that. And as far as my experience on this team, I haven't seen anybody on this team like that, which speaks a lot, but it also shows a lot of what, like, how much success they've had in the past.